So, you know,
that's close.
I actually came to one of your games last year. The one-handed interception against Ledoux.
Ledoux, yes, sir.
Okay, I want to start with that. You never came off the field. You were the punt returner. You were the kick returner. You were, you know, like, what's it like playing a football game where you just stay on the field the entire time? I mean, like, you literally never came off.
But it's nothing that you regret. It's a blessing to have that opportunity to be on the field, changing the aspect of the game in every way. My coach basically taught me, don't make no excuses. Just try to make a play. So that's what I tried to do.
Yeah, I think in that game, you cramped up a little bit because it's still, I think it was late August, right? It was before your injury, so it was late August and it was hot. And, you know, you're going for 100-plus plays, you know, and it has to get, you know, taxing, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah,
it was brutal on my body. I had a lot of weeks where, I'd be still limping and stuff.
Yeah.
The day before the game and day of the game, but it was still like you got to do your job. So it was no bagging down.
So you commuted across the river every day?
Yes, sir.
From Illinois to SLU High School?
Yes, sir.
Mostly for athletics, or what was it? You know, why'd you choose SLU?
My mother basically chose it. She wanted me to get away from my friends, try something new.
And
she knew I was smart enough to make it through the school. So just basically give me a challenge.
But you probably had to sit in that traffic every day on the Papa Street, right?
Yeah.
That had to drive you nuts, right?
Hate St. Louis traffic. It's terrible.
Yep. Yep, especially last year when they were doing all that construction.
Right.
So freshman year coming in here, what's you've been here on campus a couple months. Football really in earnest starts tomorrow. But you know, what are your thoughts of college so far?
College so far is what you make it. It's all about you have certain things you got to do, and it's basically finding the extra time to what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have free time on your hands, and you see the starters and the guys that really make plays for the team out here. Finding workouts, finding time to work out, train their body. So it's basically trying to watch them and take away key habits that I can incorporate in my habit.
And how's the knee been? You know, are you pretty much fully cleared? You're still, you know, in the final stages of your rehab. How's that been?
Right. When I first came here, my knee, I looked like I was like 3 months out. But, but they got me right, working out every day, just pushing me to my limits. And me just basically not complaining about it and just doing it. And
sure.
My knee is almost back. I'll be competing for.
Yeah, yeah. So you, I guess your surgery was, what, September or something like that?
October.
Or October.
Yes,
so
sir.
you're at that 9-10 months now, right, where you're, you know, getting back to where you're 100%.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So you think you'll be mostly a corner at camp? You know, you came in as a defensive back. Sometimes they'll, you know, you think corner's your spot, you think free safety, where are they going to have
you? I think they're going to have me at corner, maybe some nickelback, but anywhere I could contribute for the team.
Sure.
It's all about winning.
And how close is this freshman class, you know?
We pretty close. We all came together with a common goal that we need to get in here and try to help this team win. And the teammates has been encouraging. They're teaching us new things. We're learning lessons and anything to try to bring this bunch together just to win.
Last question. What was it? You came down to Illinois and Mizzou. You were kind of, you even said after you picked Illinois, you were kind of back and forth and thinking this, and then you were leaning this way. And then what was that decision like? What was the final thing that pushed you toward orange and blue?
Man, it was crazy just going back and forth, knowing people at both places, both places being close to home, where I needed it to be for my family to come to the games. But I think it finally came down, what people do you want to be around? And, do you want a 4-year relationship or do you want a 40-year relationship? And not saying nothing bad about Mizzou. It's a great place. My visit there was amazing.
Sure.
It was just Coach Smith, them, they was just different. There was something about them that I respected.
Yeah. Good. I appreciate it, Tony.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. Thanks.